Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. God bless you. I hope you're inspired today as we look at some of these sayings of Jesus Christ. I'm reading a passage of scripture here, obviously from the Gospel of John. It's the wedding in Cana. They've run out of wine. They've come to Mary, and she's come to Jesus, and she's asked him to go ahead and make the wine. And he says to her, "My hour is not yet come." But in all confidence in the Lord Jesus, because she had hid all of these things that she had observed in her heart, she said to the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." And so I'd like to take that as a rule of thumb for us here today. Yes, we know what happened, that there was a miracle. And I think that that's what we can find here, is that if we will obey whatsoever he saith unto us, then miracles will happen. Signs and wonders will follow. The word will be confirmed by the life that we live and by the affirmation of God, which will follow behind us. So that's the theme of the meditation this morning, as we want to be inspired here. I'm going to read some scriptures out of Matthew chapter 5. These are obviously things that Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. And many of these are the ones that contain, "But I say unto you." I was stimulated as I thought about this. Whatsoever he says, live it out, and the miracles will happen. And so here he says, "But I say unto you." So these are the very whatsoever things that he has said. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 and part of 22. "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." Whatsoever he says, do. Don't live a life of being angry with your brother without cause, or with cause. We are to forgive. We're always called to forgive. Verse 27, "You've heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Whatsoever he saith unto you, live it." And the living out of this is the purity of heart that keeps the eye from roving, the eye from wandering. Verse 31 here. "It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery." Whatsoever he saith unto you, live it out. And sometimes these sayings are hard sayings, but we need to live them out, and then God will perform the miracles. Let's look at verse 38. "Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also." That's a powerful testimony to give out the left cheek. Look at verse 43. "Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Whatsoever he saith unto you, beloved, do it, live it." Let's skip here to Matthew chapter 20. I want to read a couple verses, 25 through 27. "But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you." Or, that's another way of saying, "But I say unto you." "But whosoever shall be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." The minister there is a diakonos, and the servant there is doulos. And that is a bond slave. You know, a slave has hard work, and there's no reward. A slave works hard, and there's no reward. And what this is literally saying in the original language is, whosoever will be the greatest among you will be the one that works hard with no reward. Whatsoever Jesus says, and these are his sayings, just a few of them. I just picked out a few for us this morning. But these are things that we want to look at and to consider and to be inspired by. So, beloved, are you doing what he said? Sometimes his sayings are hard, but you know, what follows our obedience is God's performance. And so praise God for that here this morning. So God bless you as you seek him and as you seek to obey him. We do look forward to hearing from you. You can enter in the mailbox 99, and then you'd be able to enter a response here to this morning or any of the messages here that you hear on the Fountain of Life. Thank you for joining us.